LEE Hot Talk 990, The Book Show. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jack.
Welcome. We're interviewing Tim Graves. He is the author of The Vestige. He's with us right now. He's published at enovel.com if you want to buy his book as an electronic book or a print book.
And an audio book will be available on Monday online.
That's right. Go to www.enovel.com. If you have any questions for Tim, give us a call, 788-0990 or 87...
No, the 800 number is taken right now.
Oh, Tim's on it. The 800 number? That's right. Sorry, Tim. I don't want to beat you off.
Well, this is fun. This is kind of neat being on the radio. My first live radio interview.
Well, you know...
Kind of neat. Fun.
You know how hard it is to get your name out there, and that's one of the jobs we're trying to help out here
that's
is get people's names. This show is actually being recorded, so anyone who wants to hear you for...
A little pressure on me.
If you go to The Book Show, www.thebookshow.com, you'll be able to hear this actual show online whenever you want to, even a year from now. So you can look back at when you're first getting the book out to marketplace.
You know, I noticed when Tim was answering the questions, there's some lessons that aspiring authors who are thinking about trying to get published can learn. First of all, Tim put a lot of time into research. writing a book sometimes takes a lot of research.
Now, was this full-time work, or did you do it part-time?
This was full-time. I set aside basically my whole life to do this. And
commitment.
Yeah, it was an all-out effort. And I mean, it was just, you know, a lot of people think that, when I first, 4 or 5 years ago, I don't remember the exact date, but when I first had the inception to start, you know, writing a novel, I thought that you just sit down and just crank it out, but it just doesn't work that way. If you want to do it at a professional level, it just doesn't work that way. You really have to sit down, map out the plot, map out the characters, just map out everything, and then really get what's called a high concept in kind of Hollywood speak. High concept just means something that, a story that'll captivate the audience. So what is going to make people want to read this book? I mean, there are dozens, hundreds, thousands of novels and films and, what's the unique high concept or twist that's going to drive people to want to see this? Mm-hmm. And that's what Hollywood people and Hollywood producers are paid huge bucks to figure out a high concept. And before they even greenlight a story, they really, really just they really ponder the high concept and say, are we willing to put $50 million, $100 million into this concept? I mean, why get all the actors and the studio cameras out and everything if it's going to suck, So you really got to focus and if any writers listen out there, the advice that I give you is really think about, what is going to captivate a reader audience, what's really going to captivate the general mass audience's kind of interest.
Well, if any book deserves to be a movie, it's this one. Like I said, it's an action adventure from beginning to end.
You wrote the book.
Yeah.
And then came the challenge of trying to get a publisher to publish it.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
So
I got
happened?
A lot of stories to tell you guys about that. that was an adventure in and of itself, believe me.
Was it disheartening?
It was. You know what? I used to be a musician. I had a recording studio for a while, and I tried to get some stuff in front of music labels. I'll tell you what. If you want to write, you can really get your stuff in front of all the big agents and publishers. But the problem is that very often they're so barraged with so much stuff, and they have to wade through literally some of these big publishers, thousands of manuscripts to find one thing that they can take on. And very often, sadly, some of these editors are biased, and they have egos. And sorry, editors, but it's true. And they just don't, they're looking more to kind of boost their ego than to find, a manuscript that will appeal to, a mass audience. And I'll leave the company nameless, but I had the manuscript on the desk of a very large editorial house, and they said they loved it, and they were just about to take it on. In the last minute, they just they for a few things it wasn't quite right, so they didn't take it on. But
they
made it the final stages. But if they think there's something that doesn't quite fit, they're just like, see ya, goodbye. It's pretty ruthless.
Tim, I got a question for you. How many query letters, how many publishers did you send?
Oh, gosh. Conventional publishers, I'd say about 110.
Wow.
110 letters, yeah. And about 60, 70 agents. And I got some positive responses from both the agents and publishers. I got I got some material on, you know, the desks of three of the largest publishers in the world, but the problem is, it's just, it's a matter of them, they've got peer reviews, and they've got, you know, bureaucratic stuff, and all kinds of stuff you have to get through. But I got real far with this, as far as the conventional publishing world, but they, for some reason, they didn't take it on, but, you know, the truth is, they made a mistake, because the, all the readers, I mean, we've spoken with so many readers now,
right.
And we've gotten, literally, there hasn't been one person that hasn't liked the book. Literally, not one, you know, a few minor comments, but generally everyone goes nuts about the book. And I didn't expect that. I thought, you know, hey, you'd have some people who'd like it, some people who wouldn't like it. That's just the way it is.
But right.
For some reason, we haven't got anyone, literally, anyone who has really not liked the book. And that really makes me feel good anyway. But it just makes me wonder, kind of, you know, what's the deal with the, what's the deal with the conventional editing world? If we've got the reading public now, the book's published with e-novel,
right?
And we've got people loving the thing, you know. So what's the deal with you know, why didn't the conventional publishing world pick it up?
Right.
You know,
all
we've
right.
got it in Brazil now. We've got it. I just don't get that. But.
Well, that's right, Tim. You are published in print in Brazil, and actually, I was just watching the Olympics last night, and Brazil marched in. I didn't know it has 174 million people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Huge.
That's a big country.
I think it's just after the U.S. in population, sixth largest country, I think it is, in the world.
Is that right?
So it's a big place.
So you didn't, at
if
first...
You ever watch Wild on an A, they show Brazil a lot.
Right. you had problems getting published by a so-called traditional publisher.
Yeah.
What did you do? What did you decide?
Well, I decided, hey, you know, I got to find, obviously it has merit. I mean, we had it at both a movie lit agency in L.A. and New York, two of the
right.
biggest. I won't name their names because, you know, for whatever reasons. And we also had it at three very large publishing houses, and they all, you know, liked it, and it was going good. And then the very final stages, we had a snafu, and, you know, that's just the way it works. And I was pretty, you know, as any writer will tell you, if you're trying to be an aspiring writer and trying to write, and then that happens, and you get that close, I mean, I was devastated. I mean, to be quite honest, I was like, you know, how can it get this far, all this work, and go to these final review stages and then just get, you know...
Frustrating.
Yeah.
It's really frustrating.
It's
but
brutal.
You did persist.
Brutal. Did persist, yeah.
And you're continuing to persist.
Yeah, I continue to persist. You know, I'm so grateful that I found enovel.com because it's a cutting-edge type of thing where you can do audio, you can do conventional print.
How did you hear about it?
It's fantastic. You know, I'm actually happier. If I had to take a choice between conventional print and e-novel, I would have chosen e-novel because it's a better medium.
Well, how'd you hear about e-novel?
I was in Australia, and apparently my father out here, he had an address out here where I was taking return letters and stuff, and I think you guys sent a letter or something in the mail, and then he corresponded to me over Australia. And then I read the deal with e-novel, and I thought, you know, this is a good company. This is really gonna. This is a great idea. It's unique, great name, enovel.com. I mean, it's a great name for what it's trying to do. And I just said, you know, let's go with this and see what happens.
Tim,
you guys are doing a great job. I'm amazed.
Tim,
amazed at what you guys have done.
We're awesome. We're gonna take a break. Stay there.
Okay.
Stay there, everybody. This is WLEE Hot Talk 990. This is the Book Show. Alex and Jack. We're gonna be right back in just a moment. With more questions for Tim.